Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I'm just listening for my name. I don't know what that means, but we'll find out in just a bit. Wait till you hear this letter. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call with the nephew. Hey, Neff, what you got?
Hey, Neff. Neff up in here. Matter of fact, you know, since we made the announcement, it's going to be Thomas Miles today.
Oh, the actor, the thespian.
Yes. Okay. Yes, thank you so much. But this right here is Baby Chick. I know y'all been hearing the price of eggs are high and a lot of things going on with these eggs. People smuggling eggs. There's a lot going on. They selling them like dope dealer. Got that egg. Got that egg. I got that egg. You looking for that egg? I got that dozen. I got that dozen.
Uh-oh.
I got them. I got brown eggs. Uh-oh.
Top of the line.
Top of the line eggs. This right here is Baby Chick. Baby Chick. Let's go, cat dog.
Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to reach Warren, the manager. Is he in?
Hold for me 1 second, please.
This is Warren. Thank you for calling. May I help you?
Yeah, you are you the manager there?
Yes, sir.
Your name Warren?
Yes, sir. This is Warren.
Okay, I need to actually file a lawsuit on y'all, and I'm actually calling you first to let you know that I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit on the whole grocery store for what that happened to me.
Sir, calm. Let me get the. Hold on a second, sir. Let me do this. Let me what did you say your name was?
My name is Evans. Evans is my name.
So Evans is your last name. Let me write this down. And you came into my store. Did you have an accident in my store or something? I'm not exactly sure what you're calling about.
I ain't had no accident. What happened was I came in there yesterday and I bought a bunch of groceries and I bought a carton of eggs.
Right.
Now when I got home, I was checking to make sure the eggs didn't break on the way home. When I got home, it was a baby chick inside the egg carton, man. One of the eggs had hatched and got my kids traumatized. Now, they don't even want to eat breakfast or nothing around here because there's a baby chick inside the carton of eggs. That don't make no sense, man.
Sir, I don't mean to. So you tell me there was a chicken, a baby chicken, actual chicken in the egg?
There was a baby chick inside the carton of eggs, man.
Okay.
And you got my kids traumatized, man. Don't nobody want to eat nothing.
Sir,
you got eggs
if you're just eating
no more around here because.
Sir, if you just calm down for 1 second. Listen.
What I told y'all, put that chicken down in there. Put it down. It might have rabies. Say what, sir?
I don't even think that that's possible, first of all. If you had any idea how this thing comes from the farm to the store. They go over these eggs a countless number of times, and the temperature in the freezer, first of all, wouldn't even allow for a chicken to be alive. If you had a baby,
I don't know how this one got past the system, okay? But what I do know is we got a baby chick over here running around because y'all store ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, man. And now my kids are traumatized behind this.
When did you say you were in here, sir?
I was in there yesterday. I bought the eggs yesterday, man.
Down here at Elm Street?
Yes. I bought them at the grocery store. I sure did.
Okay. Let's do this. Why don't you bring the eggs in to me and the chick?
So now you want me to transport a baby chick back to the grocery store? Look, we already traumatized over here already behind this doggone baby chick, man.
I'm not exactly sure what you are trying to pull here, but I don't think that, first of all, anyone with common sense would tell you that that's not possible, first of all. You can't have a baby chick living in a dozen eggs. There is no possible way that the temperature in my freezers are right above freezing. There's no... Chickens are a fragile creature in the first place. You can't have a little bird is not going to survive the transport from the farm to the factory to my store.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
If you want to bring me a dozen eggs, bring the dozen eggs in. If you can catch the chick, catch the chick.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, you're supposed to be the manager. You're not supposed to talk to me like this.
So I've been trying to tell you as politely as possible, if you want to bring in the 11 eggs and a chick, I will gladly refund your money, give you another carton of eggs, whatever you want to do. But I'm not going to sit here on the phone.
I'm going to file a lawsuit because y'all done traumatized me and my kids.
Sir, listen. All right, let's just bring this down. A lawsuit, sir, over a dozen eggs?
A dozen eggs that got a baby chick in it, man.
Sir, let me get your phone number and some information, and I will talk to my manager, and we will figure this thing out for you because I just don't believe that this would be possible. I don't understand how you would have.
That chick, just leave him over there. Don't touch the chicken.
I just don't believe that this could possibly be happening. So this is it's unbelievable to me to even get this phone call.
Sir, I don't have time to go back and forth with you about how something happened. All I know is maybe it's a fluke accident, okay? But it happened. My kids are over here playing with a baby chick, and I'm traumatized. I don't even want to ever have breakfast ever again. And I'm going to make show. I file a lawsuit on your show and your show.
Me? I don't think that has anything to do with me. I didn't do anything except come into work today. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to file a lawsuit,
okay, I'm filing a lawsuit on the grocery store, and I'm filing a lawsuit on the manager, Warren, which is your for giving me a hard time about what I'm telling you that happened.
And you ain't even got a hard time out of me yet. You understand what I'm saying? You want a hard time, come down here with those eggs.
I'm bringing the eggs down here, and I'm bringing that baby chick that back down there too. I'm bringing all of it.
Well, please, because I'd like to see it. How much did you pay for those eggs?
I paid about $2. It ain't about how much I paid for the eggs. It's what you have traumatized me.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to give you just that much back in the when you get here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't give a
what you got say. I got customers out here in line, legitimate people want my attention, and not some jack on the telephone talking about some chicken and a 11 egg.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, too. Do you have a guy that works at the checkout named Tyron?
Yes.
Okay. Tyron got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Warren, your just got pranked.
What? You kidding me? Hey. Man. Look. Man, I didn't even come up with chickens going through eggs, man. Man, I swear to God, I got people looking at me in this store like I'm crazy.
Hey, Warren, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your checkout guy, Tyron, he got you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get him, too. I'm going to put him back in produce. I'm going to take him off the register. How about this? I get him stacking eggs.
There you go.
Wouldn't that blow you away, though? If you open up a carton of eggs and got a chick, a little small chick in there, you know, wouldn't that, you know, that wouldn't get you?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yes. I was
like too much.
Yeah. Probably drop it, unfortunately. That would.
What y'all buy? Yeah. Y'all buy brown eggs or white eggs? What you want?
I'm brown. I buy my eggs the same color.
Mm. All right.
Okay, well, happy Black History Month.
Again. Yeah.
Okay.
About these eggs. To the eggs.
Thank you.
I'm scrambling me an egg.
Yes.
All right, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. Get ready, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana is going down Friday night. Nephew Tommy and friends going to be in the building. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. So get you a ticket. Get you a ticket, and I hope it ain't $900. I promise you it ain't $900. So come on out and hang out with your boy, Nephew Tommy and friends, along with the wonderful, the outstanding Life Jennings will be in the building. So come get your laugh on. It's a little bit of love, a little bit of laughter, and we're going to give you everything we got, all right?
Okay. Coming up next is the Strawberry Letter, the subject, I'm just listening for my name. All right, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.